On this week's AP Religion Roundup, original tunes to familiar Christmas carols weren't always so familiar or necessarily for Christmas. At St. Helen's Bishopsgate in London, the church choir belts out the familiar refrain of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The song and the tune are common at Christmas, but the melody we know wasn't attached to the lyrics until about a century after they were written. Hark the Herald was originally sung to the tune of Christ the Lord is Risen Today, an Easter song. The melody as we know it wasn't used for the song until composer Felix Mendelssohn wrote it in 1840, and the harmony was only added in the 1960s.
Only a small fraction of medieval carols retain their original scores.
Michael Carter is a historian at the charity English Heritage. He says many Christmas carols weren't even exclusive to Christmas. He says many tunes were composed for dancing, not singing in church. And the same song could have many melodies.
A lot of carols which are staples today of carol services being sung at the moment, well, they've got loads of a variety of tunes that they could be sung to.
Today, most Christmas carols and tunes are long standardized. But that doesn't stop many from misremembering or having a bit of fun making up their own lyrics.
We three kings of Orient are, one in a taxi, one in a car, one in a scooter, bibbing his hooter, following old grandpa. But I still prefer Hark the Herald with its truth about giving a second birth.
Joy to the world, the king is born. Pretty sure I got the lyrics wrong. I have terrible memory. But it's all part of the fun, isn't it?
I'm Walter Ratliff.